faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, with his two closest friends mysteriously missing, Superman in his guise of Clark Kent attempts to learn their whereabouts from Beanie Martin, the Daily Planet copy boy.
Now think, Beanie, think hard. Where did Jim say he was going?
Well, gee whiz, Mr. Kent, I can't seem to remember.
But you've got to remember. I can't help Jim and Lois unless you do. Now think, Beanie, for heaven's sake, think.
Well, it's no use, Mr. Kent.
Beanie!
I just can't remember.
Can you remember as far back as this morning, gang, just after you finished dressing for school and Mother served up a delicious and nourishing breakfast? Now, you recall that long about lunchtime you felt a driving need for more food? Well, that was because you had used up all the energy contained in your breakfast. You needed more, and Mother saw to it that you got it. But in lots of homes in Europe and Asia, war-ravaged parts of the world, other boys and girls like you who also need vitamins and calories to keep going didn't have them. All they got to eat today was maybe a little thin soup and a crust of dry bread. Why? Well, because that's all there was in the house. Now, how much running and playing and schoolwork do you think you could accomplish with so little nourishment? Well, not much, believe me. You'd probably grow thin and weak and listless and become subject to sickness and disease. Well, that's exactly what is happening to thousands and thousands of boys and girls all over the world. But you, the lucky girls and boys of America, can help them get the proper kind of food necessary to health and strength, so they, too, can grow up to be useful citizens of the world. Now, you can help them by joining the Crusade for Children. This is a nationwide organization of American young people dedicated to helping the less fortunate children overseas. Later in this program, I'll tell you more about this wonderful opportunity that you have to really do something helpful. So be sure to stay with us.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Revealing that he was on the trail of a sensational newspaper story, Horatio Horn, amateur detective and local correspondent for the Metropolis Daily Planet, summoned reporter Lois Lane to the little desert mining town of Moundville. There, in the town's only hotel, Horn was just about to tell Lois the details of the story when he suddenly disappeared from before her very eyes. Unable to find him, Lois tried to contact Clark Kent, who, unknown to all, is Superman. But Kent was out of town, and Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen took a plane to Moundville instead. There, in the same hotel room in which Horatio Horn had apparently vanished, first Lois and then Jimmy disappeared. The following morning, 2,000 miles away in Metropolis, Clark Kent has just entered his office in the Daily Planet when Mr. Burroughs, the city editor, calls him on the interoffice phone.
Yes?
Kent, this is Burroughs.
Yes, Burroughs.
Do you have any idea where Jim Olsen is?
Why, no. Hasn't he come in yet?
No. Mother says she understood he was out on the story.
What?
I didn't assign him to any story, though. You?
Why, no.
He's probably playing hooky.
I'll check up on him right away, Burroughs. I wonder if Beanie knows anything about this. Miss Bacharach, please ask Beanie Martin to come into my office right away.
You want to see me, Mr. Kent?
Oh, yes, Beanie. Look, do you have any idea where Jim is?
Why, you mean Jim Olsen?
Yes, Jim Olsen. His mother says she understood he was out on a story, but neither Mr. Burroughs nor I know anything about it. Do you?
Well, yes, no.
Now, what does that mean?
I mean, well, I do know something about it, but then on the other hand, I don't either.
Say, what is this?
That's all I know, Mr. Kent. Well, I gotta go back.
Beanie, come back here. Huh? What kind of double talk are you giving me?
Gee whiz, I can't tell you anymore. Honest, Mr. Kent, I promise.
You promised what? To whom?
I promised Jim not to say a word about it to anybody until he got back.
Till he got back from where?
From where he went.
Now, look here, Beanie.
Mr. Kent, I promise.
You listen to me, Beanie. While Mr. White is mayor, I'm in charge of the Daily Planet. You know that, don't you?
Well, sure, I know.
Well, Jim Olson is away from the office without permission. And if he's off somewhere representing this paper, it's my duty to know about it.
Oh, gee whiz.
Just a minute. Don't you go, Beanie.
Okay.
Hello? Yes, this is Clark Kent. Who? Oh, Miss Horn of Sween Run, Ohio. Of course, you're Horatio's sister.
Gee whiz.
Why, no, I didn't find any message to call you, Miss Horn. I was out of town yesterday. And you talked to Jim Olson?
Oh, golly.
Well, I haven't seen Jim yet this morning, but what can I do for you? How's Horatio? What? What did you say? With Miss Lane, but I thought... No, she didn't say anything to me about it, but... You did, eh?
Oh, brother.
Uh-huh. Yes, well... Well, now, look, Miss Horn, don't you worry. No, I'll check up and call you back. Now, don't you worry. All right, goodbye, Miss Horn. Beanie, Miss Horn says she talked to Jim yesterday morning about her brother, Horatio, and Miss Lane. Do you know anything about that?
Well... Yes, sir.
What?
Oh, Miss Horn phoned yesterday right after Miss Lane did.
What's that? Lois phoned yesterday, too?
Sure. She said Horatio Horn had just disappeared.
Disappeared?
That's what she told Jim. And she said she was in danger, too, and she wanted you to come right out there.
So Jim, not knowing where to get hold of me, rushed out to where Miss Lane was himself, right?
That's right. Well, he told me not to tell anybody because in case it was a gag, he'd look pretty silly, see?
Where did Jim go, Beanie? Where is Miss Lane?
Why, I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Now, think, Beanie. Jim must have told you.
No, sir, he didn't.
That's impossible. He must have told you.
He said it was a little mining town, I think. Yeah, that was it.
Are you sure that's all he said?
I'm sure.
Horatio didn't tell his sister where he was going either. What'll I do?
Gosh, I don't know, Mr. Kent. Maybe you ought to just...
Wait a minute, Beanie. I just remembered something.
What, Mr. Kent?
Lois told Jim that if he didn't hear from her, he could find out where she went by working out the crossword puzzle in the Daily Planet for the day before yesterday.
That's right.
Wait a minute. Let's see. Lois left Monday morning, so she must have referred to Saturday's paper. Saturday's paper. Get me a copy of that, Beanie. Hurry.
Yes, sir.
See now, a three-letter word for dry. Oh, yes, sec. S-E-C. Now, four-letter word for arena. Oh, that's easy. Ring.
Hello, Kent.
Hello, Chief. What's a five-letter word for a talking bird?
A parrot.
That's six letters. Let's see, a talking bird.
Kent.
Five letters.
What the Sam Hill are you doing?
Working a crossword puzzle.
Working a crossword puzzle? Have you gone crazy?
No, quiet, please, Chief.
Five letters. Don't you tell me to be quiet! I leave you in charge of the paper while I serve the city as mayor, and you spend your time working crossword puzzles. What's the matter with you? What goes on here?
Oh, I've got it.
You've got what?
The five-letter word for the talking bird. It's Jacua. J-A-C-U-A. Now, there's just one word left.
Kent, if you don't stop this nonsense, I...
Old-fashioned wind instrument. Reminds me of you. Nine letters beginning with...
Kent, I'm talking to you.
You mean you're shouting at me, Chief, and I wish you'd stop it. I've almost got this thing finished.
You'll finish me. I'll finish you if you don't put that silly puzzle down this instant.
Boy, this is a toughie. Wind instrument. Nine letters beginning with F. Nine letters beginning with F.
What's come over you, Kent?
Got to find Jim and Lois.
Yep. You've got to find Jim and Lois. Well, where are they?
And Horatio Horn. Wind instrument.
Well, do you expect to find them in a wind instrument?
No.
In a crossword puzzle?
Yes. Please, Chief. I'll explain in a minute.
Oh, you will. Well, how very nice of you.
Oh, I got it. Flageolet.
What? What's that?
A word for old-fashioned wind instrument is flageolet. That completes the puzzle.
Now, congratulations.
Thank you, Chief.
Now, perhaps you'll tell me what you're working a crossword puzzle for while the Daily Planet publishes itself.
That's funny.
What's funny? It's outrageous.
Wait a minute. You don't understand, Chief. This puzzle is supposed to tell me where Lois went. And Jim. And Horatio Horn, too. But I've worked it out, and I don't get the answer. What'll I do now?
Dismayed, Clark Kent stares at the completed crossword puzzle. His hope for finding Jimmy Olsen and Lois Lane dashed. We'll be back in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Gang, let me tell you once again that the biggest job you, the boys and girls of America, can do today is to lend a helping hand to the less fortunate children of Europe and Asia, those innocent victims of the last war who haven't enough to eat. Believe it or not, there are 230 million of those hungry children all over the world who look to you for a helping hand. Don't let them down. They'll pay you back for acts of kindness all their lives with understanding friendship, the kind of friendship that leads to world peace, and that is very important. So join the crusade for children in your city and canvass your neighborhood for contributions. Give plays and parties to raise money. There are lots of other things, too, all sorts of things that will bring in money, which is then used to purchase healthful, nourishing foods to be sent starving children overseas. Remember that there are 230 million of those sick and starving children in Europe and Asia who are counting on you to help them grow up strong and healthy with proper food. Don't let them down. Join the Crusade for Children right now. Enlist the help of your friends in a campaign to raise much-needed funds. Ask your teachers and club leaders to help you organize and give plays. Make it your business to think up ways and means of raising money. Then turn whatever you collect into your local chapter of the American Overseas Aid and the United Nations Appeal for Children, sponsors of the Crusade for Children, who will be happy to accept your cooperation. Above all, don't put it off. The money is needed right now. So start at once to save the children of the world so that you can ensure the peace of the world.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
While Mayor Perry White, angry and perplexed, stands by, Clark Kent stares at the crossword puzzle which he has just worked out. Suddenly, he cries out,
"Hey, I've got it, Chief. I've got it."
"You've got what?"
"Where they went. Look, see, if you take the letters running diagonally through the puzzle from one corner to the other, you get Moundville. That sounds like the name of a town, doesn't it?"
"Yes, so what?"
"I'll locate it on a map and then hop out there. See you later, Chief."
"No, no, can't wait.
I can't, Chief. There's no time. Beanie will tell you all about it. So long."
Rushing through the Daily Planet library, Clark Kent pauses before a large map on the wall, quickly locates Moundville, then darts behind a row of tall shelves and peels off his business suit. A moment later, he stands revealed in the blue costume and brilliant red cape of Superman. Then, throwing open a window, he hurtles out.
Up, up, and away!
Leaping high from the Daily Planet, Superman takes a bearing from the sun, then streaks away to the west, bound for Moundville, where, as we know, Horatio Horn, Lois Lane, and Jimmy Olsen have all disappeared under mysterious and incredible circumstances. What has happened to our three friends? Will Superman be able to find them? There's a thrill a minute in tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls, so be sure to listen when Superman goes into action. Yes, tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 6 of The Crossword Puzzle Mystery on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooter. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.